Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Barry Carlton's mother has guessed it and objects. Penny Gibbs' mother has only a slight hunch that it's true. But Penny and Barry Carlton have decided to be married, though when, where, and how, they're not sure. This, so far, hasn't been arranged. It's evening in the Gibbs home, and Penny closes the front door after receiving a telegram. Nora Lang calls in from the kitchen.
Penny?
Yes, Nora?
Did you answer the door?
Yes, darling, I did. It's a telegram for you.
Oh, a telegram for me?
Mm-hmm. Weren't you expecting one?
Well, yes and no. I thought I'd hear from him maybe in a day or two, and, well, then I thought he'd write me a letter, but...
Look, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. About Daddy. He went to New York to see a specialist.
A specialist?
Mm-hmm. Maybe this telegram is from somebody else, though. Oh, crickets, Penny, you know, I think this is the first telegram I've ever received.
Oh, you mean you've never had one before?
Not one that's my very own.
Oh, Nora, you're still a very little girl, aren't you?
Well, I guess so. Oh, it is a telegram from Daddy.
Good news, I hope.
Let me see, it says, am coming home Tuesday night, arrive 9:18, meet me if you can. Love, Daddy.
Well, you better hurry, young lady, it's 8 o'clock now.
Crickets, is this Tuesday?
Well, it was Tuesday when I got up this morning, so... If I guess right, it's still Tuesday.
Oh, Penny, no. No, this isn't Tuesday.
Look, Nora, what are you using for a hair? Of course it's Tuesday. And you better hurry if you expect to meet your father's train.
Oh, golly, if I could just get a hold of Freddy. And then he could drive
me. Oh, you don't have to get Freddy, honey. I'll drive you.
Oh, no, I don't want you to do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Penny, but... I'd rather have Freddy with me when I meet Daddy.
Oh, that's kind of silly, Nora. Why?
Just because.
Nora, there's something you're not telling me.
Well, it's nothing for you to worry about, Penny.
Well, if it's none of my business, all right. But you are worried about something.
It's Daddy. He's very sick.
Very sick?
We're afraid so. That's why we sent him to a specialist. And, well, that's why I'm so surprised to hear from him tonight. We thought he'd be gone maybe a week.
When did he leave, Nora?
Just the day before yesterday. And he was supposed to take all kinds of tests.
Well, look, darling. Maybe he's coming back early because nothing's wrong with him.
Crickets, Penny, I'm afraid it's just the other way.
That's silly to think a thing like that. If you look at it sensibly, the doctor probably found nothing wrong with him and decided to send him right home.
Yes, or maybe the doctor could tell right away that Daddy was so sick, there's no use.
Nora, what's the matter with you? This doesn't sound like you. Besides, darling, it's foolish to speculate about it when your father's going to be in about an hour. And then he can tell you all about it.
Well, I just have a feeling, that's all, Penny. an awful feeling.
Well, I have a feeling too, Nora. And my feeling is that you're not going to meet that train unless you get a move on and let me drive you.
Crickets, I guess I'd better get
clean. Oh, I'll get it, Nora. It's all right, darling.
I'll finish what I'm doing in the kitchen, then you can drive me to the station if you still want to.
You bet I still want to.
Well.
Oh, golly. Hello.
Hi, Penny. This is Freddie.
Oh, Freddie, it's a good thing you called.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm in demand, huh? What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter. Look, hold the line a minute, will you? Nora?
Yes, Penny?
Nora, it's Freddie.
Freddie? Oh, Chris, what luck. Where is he?
He didn't say where he was, darling, but I guess he'll be able to drive to the station.
Oh, I hope so.
Here you go.
Thanks. Hello?
Hi there, Crickets.
Freddie, where are you?
I'm at Mullen's store out on the highway.
Oh?
Say, look, Nora, I think I'll stay out at the farm tonight. There's an awful lot of work to do first thing in the morning, but I thought maybe I'd call
Freddie,
you.
Freddie, Daddy's coming in on the 9:18 this evening.
Huh? You mean tonight?
Yes, tonight, and it's after 8 o'clock now. Well, can't you come in and drive me to the station?
Oh, I sure can. I'll be right in.
Oh, fine.
Nora?
Yes?
Did he say anything about the doc?
No, he didn't, Freddie. And oh, honestly, I'm frightened. He shouldn't be coming home so soon.
Well, why not, Crickets? The doc probably found out there was nothing wrong with him. I told you that all along. Why, that dad of yours is a tough nut. Mm-hmm. I'll see you in about half an hour.
All right, Freddie, and please don't drive too fast.
You mean please don't fly too low? We want to meet that train, don't we?
Yes, but don't speed, please. I'll be waiting out in front of the house, and we'll save time that way.
Okay. Now, don't worry, Nora. I'll be there okay. And you be ready.
Yes, I will be. Bye, Freddie.
Bye, Nora.
Well, I guess that was a piece of good luck, wasn't it?
Oh, Crickets, yes, but... Oh, no, I'm worried that Freddie will drive too fast.
Nora, you're turning into a regular old woman. I've never known you to worry so much.
Well, I guess I'm getting old, Penny.
Yes, you are very old. When will you be 19? In about 7 months?
Well, I guess I'm being silly now.
Darling, you're being very silly. And don't worry about your father. And don't worry about Freddie either. You know something?
What?
They'll both be all right.
Oh, Crickets, Penny, it's just awful to have to worry about two men, isn't it?
Oh, darling, what are you now, a mother of two little boys?
Well, men are like little boys, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are sometimes. All of them. And that is not a complaint.
No, I guess it's because they are little boys that they're so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be just awful not to have any men around at all? Where there'd be nothing in the world to take care of and nobody to cook for and nobody to mend shirts and darn socks for.
Oh,
and nobody to get mad at either.
You're just adorable.
Oh, God.
But you're still not going to be ready when Freddie gets here if you stand around and talk.
Oh, Crickets, I still haven't finished in the kitchen.
Don't you worry about that. I'll do it for you.
Oh, would you mind,
Carol? Of course I wouldn't mind, Nora. Go on upstairs and get dressed. And Nora, don't worry about anything. No matter how bad things seem, they're never really as bad as we think they are. I know that for a fact.
Holy mackerel, Nora. You're plenty silent tonight.
I'm sorry, Freddie.
Yes, and so am I. Now, look, you're not going to be clam-faced when we see your dad at the station, are you?
No, I won't be.
Well, what's the matter, huh?
Well, Crickets, Freddie, you know.
Well, worrying isn't going to help at all, Nora. Anyhow, I thought when I married you that you said you'd let me do the worrying. For both of us.
Well, I didn't know then that there'd be Daddy to worry about Freddie. And after all, he is my father.
He's just half yours now. You know, I've taken over a half interest in him myself. We've got him practically incorporated, huh?
Freddie.
Ah, that sounds more like the girl I married.
Oh, Crickets, Freddie. You always make me feel better.
Well, this time I don't think you have anything to feel bad about, Nora.
I hope so.
Your dad's going to be okay. Why, I'll bet anything that Doc said he's going to live 150 years.
Well, I have an awful feeling, though, Freddie. Oh, Crickets, Freddie, I heard a train whistle. Is that the train Daddy's coming in on?
Yeah, I don't think there's any other train coming through Rossville this time of night.
Oh,
hmm. Your dad's train must be early.
Well, then Freddie will have to go faster. The train will get to the station before we do.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to be a tie. I'll move it up a little faster, though. Tell you what, Nora.
What, Freddie?
I'll pull up in front of the station and stay in the car while you run in and find your dad. That way we won't waste time trying to find a place to park.
Oh, hello, Nora. Didn't he come in?
He came in the back way. Freddie wanted to put the car in the garage.
Oh, I hope I didn't frighten you. I didn't know anybody was in here.
No, you didn't frighten me. Well, how's your father, Nora?
It's just what I expected, Penny. He's very sick.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. He will be all right, though, won't he?
No, he won't be.
Oh, Nora, I had no idea it was anything like that.
It's just awful, Penny.
Oh, Nora, don't.
I'm not going to cry about it. I'm just not going to cry.
Of course you're not.
Guess I almost did, though, didn't I? Maybe it was just something choking in my throat. That's all it was.
Yeah, maybe that's all it was. Nora, sit down, darling. Come on.
All right, Penny.
That's a girl. Now tell me all about it.
Well, I'd rather not. And besides, there's really nothing to tell.
All right, Nora.
It's just that... That's all there is to it.
Nora, I know how you feel. But listen to me a minute. You know, you'll get over it. It's kind of a cruel thing to say, darling, but sometimes even things like this are for the best.
I realize that,
Mimi. No, I don't think you do realize that right now. But the time will come, Nora.
Would you mind, please, Penny, if we didn't talk about it?
No, darling. Nora.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep a secret?
Well, I think I can keep a secret.
Well, if you can, I'll tell you something then. I'll tell you something that should cheer you up a little bit.
Well, I need a little cheering up right now.
All right. Maybe I'm being conceited, thinking you'll feel good about it, but...
Well, what is it?
Well, Barry and I... Well, I think we're going to surprise everybody.
Penny Gibbs, what are you going to do? Is it what I'm thinking?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
Well, Crickets, I'm afraid to say. I don't want to be disappointed.
Well, maybe you've guessed it and maybe you haven't. Anyway, don't you give anybody even the slightest hint that something's going to happen.
When, Penny? Penny, when is it going to be?
Well, I'll see Barry tomorrow afternoon and we're going to talk about it then. And Nora, tomorrow is when it may happen.
When Penny and Barry meet tomorrow afternoon, will fate take a voice in the conversation and lead them toward or away from marriage? How will they reconcile their own desires to the opposition of their families? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.